So I'm getting some decent ice fishing reports from the Curtis area, and I want to find out how the ice conditions are as well, and if anybody's got machines out there. Plus, we'll see what the hot baits are at Mix Bait Shop in Curtis. So let's dial the lady up here.
Mix Bait Shop, this is Mick.
Just a lady I was looking for. It's Adam from the Outdoor Show.
Hey, Adam.
How are you doing? You doing all right without any snow there?
Well, we've got a few inches of snow here.
So do you have more snowmobilers than ice fishermen?
No, we have more ice fishermen than snowmobilers right now.
Well, that's actually not a bad thing for you then. I mean, overall, I think probably snowmobiling brings in more money, but
yes.
It's good to know that, you know, for a bait shop, you got some people ice fishing. So I guess let's start with, you know, ice conditions on each of the lakes that you're talking about and what's going on.
Well, generally on all the lakes around here, you know, it's at your discretion if you're going out there. There are guys out there fishing. You kind of got to watch for some slush pockets and stuff, so I can't stress it enough. You know, be real careful when you're going out there, and you need to decide if it's something that you want to do or not. But there are guys out there fishing, and they are catching fish.
How many inches are we talking typically on Big Lake or South Lake right now?
You know, it's varying anywhere from 2 inches to 8 inches.
Oh, okay.
If you're in a slush pocket, you might only have a couple 3 inches sitting there. That's why I say be very careful going out there.
Have you seen anybody taking any kind of machines on the ice?
There was a couple gentlemen that had snowmobiles that run across, but that was it. To say they're running them across, no.
Okay. All right, so, you know, we've got some really cold weather coming
yes.
The end of the weekend, so that should help firm things up considerably. But in the meantime, I am getting some reports from your area that some walleye, some perch, and some pike are being caught in the Curtis area. So
yes, they are catching fish out there. It's just a matter of being careful. We have a full supply of minnows here for everybody. We do have grays this year, which we haven't been able to get those for a couple years.
Those are the gray shiners, is that right?
Yes, the spot tails.
Yeah, spot tails. Well, let me just ask you, what's the hottest selling minnow right now?
I would say our blue shiners and our gray shiners
okay.
are our hottest minnows right now.
And do you think those are being used mostly for perch and walleye? Or?
Yeah, walleye and pike and perch, yes. We have perch shiners as well if somebody wants those, and we also have suckers
okay.
for anybody that wants to do some serious pike fishing.
And when you talk about some suckers for pike fishing, you're still getting some of those big. I know you're laughing because you know. I want to know, you know, are you getting any like 12 or 14 inches in there?
Well, we have decoys this time of the year for spearing, too.
Okay.
So we have a couple sizes of decoys that range anywhere from 12, 15 inches on up. So we've got those. And then, we have our regular large-size suckers. So.
Okay. And just to give the folks an example of, you know, they want to come in and get an 8-inch sucker from you. What's that run?
Well, they're $7 a dozen. They're good-sized suckers in there. You might get some that's in the 4, 5, 6-inch range or, you know, on up. Till we break off for a decoy, you know.
Yeah, I know you've had some in there as big as 10 inches for sure.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And, you know, that's what the guys want, and that's what we'll keep having for them, so.
Sure. And when we get back into this chat with Mick at Mick's Bait Shop in Curtis, we're going to find out about muskie fishing through the ice and about a 5-lake ice fishing tournament coming up here next month in Curtis. So stay tuned for part 2 later this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.